Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Welcome to another podcast. In this podcast, we'll find out if I'm an enlightened being or a toxic male. Plus, false alarm, guys. No need to call the police. Up too late. The alarm bells have already sounded. Plus, Radio Tinder. Judge Jack. Plus, the world's hardest wood quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Around the country, 13, 10, 60, live in studio and live from an adult diaper at the moment. I mean, very comfy fit, surprising, and it's almost scary that it seemed like such a natural snug fit that it wasn't mentioned in the top of the show. But you can't fault the Depend Real Fit for Men nappies tonight. Head to our Instagram to have a look at the Danny Lakey Late Show. Of course, I lost a bet earlier on in the week, hence why I'm wearing an adult diaper now. Nothing to do with me losing control of my bowels. Police call to check on freezing man who turns out to be a cardboard cutout of a man holding a pillow. Oh, no. Oh, no. Worried neighbours called the police this week when they noticed a man standing outside in the cold with a coat hugging his pillow. And police said the call certainly was not wanting to get too close, thinking, who is this deranged person standing outside in the cold, hugging a pillow? Sounds reasonable enough. I mean, you've got to think through your doctor ABCs in this situation. Danger first. Always assess the danger. Stay away from the man outside hugging a pillow.
He's holding a pillow. What's he going to do?
Yeah, well, in these freezing circumstances, you just never know what that man's capable of.
Pillow fight?
Maybe.
Watch out!
Luckily for everyone involved, the deranged person hugging a pillow was only a cardboard cutout of a man hugging a pillow. Crisis averted, guys, of course. False alarm. Always better to call the police rather than assume a freezing man might actually be a cardboard cutout. I think there's a lesson in that for everyone. If you're there saying, honey, not sure if there's violence happening right now, if it's just a couple of cardboard cutouts getting blown around in the wind, I'll give it a couple more minutes and then just have 000 ready, all right? But you just go for it. Every now and then, sometimes it'll be a false alarm. That's what we're getting at on 13 10 60.
Call with your false alarms tonight.
No, false alarm, guys. Every now and then there is a false alarm. I remember, I may have said this story before, I was sleeping, and this was back when I used to live at home, and my brother had just turned 18, so he was going out clubbing a lot. And it was about 2 in the morning, and my bedroom was right next to the street. And I heard him come in 2 in the morning and make a bit of a kerfuffle, dogs barked and stuff, and he's gone to his room. Oh, he's had a nice night. I'll just go back to sleep. Now, 15 minutes later, torch peering right into my window. What's going on here? Who's this? I've frozen. I'm like, geez, this is a burglar or some sort. I'm right on the street. I look out. Dark man with a flashlight looking around my windows. I'm frozen stiff. I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, what's going on? He's looking in the letterbox. He's looking at my front door, fiddling around, looking through the car windows. And I've got expensive stuff in my car. And I was like, oh, God, he's going to rob the car. What's going on here? I quickly run into my brother's room. I say, mate, is it any of your mates expecting to come back and crash at yours tonight after a heavy night? He was a bit sourced up. He's like, no, bro, not at all. I was like, well, there's someone bloody outside.
Oh, my God.
He bring a girl back, right? So he's trying to act all tough. He's like, well, let's go out and sort him out then. I was like, mate, you're puny. I'm puny. This guy, who knows
we're
what he's got
inside.
There. We're staying inside. I was like, let's call Dad. He's upstairs. I know he's got a massive stick. He'll come down. He's like, no, let's not wake up, Dad. Let's just go grab the dogs and do it. I was like, well, mate, you better be prepared for like a stabbing or something. Like this, we don't know what this guy is. Yeah, let's go. He's all sourced up. I'm bone sober. I'm like, far out. All right, let's go. We grab the two dogs. Adrenaline going through my veins. Who is this man poking around with a flashlight outside? I'm like, right, we've got to scare him. We've got to really scare him. We've got to give the illusion that we are two psychos. You've messed with the wrong house. Quickly turn on the lights. Quickly open the front door. Run out with the two dogs barking around.
Oi!
What are you doing, mate? What are you doing? Get out of here! Sorry. Just an Indian Uber man trying to return the iPhone of the girl that my brother brought home.
Oh.
False alarm, guys.
He's a kind man.
False alarm.
Good Samaritan, and you're about to release the hounds.
Oh, so a lot of Indian Uber drivers don't like dogs either. He was shitting himself. He almost dropped the iPhone. 13 10 60. Do we have any false alarms tonight? Something that you thought maybe was a crisis. In your mind for half a second, there was all pandemonium going loose. Turns out to be a false alarm. Calls on the NX. If you've got one, give us a bell. 13 10 60.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, chatting false alarms.
Call with your false alarms tonight.
No, false alarm, guys. Look, it happens, and it's better to be safe than sorry. Sometimes you may experience the embarrassment of a false alarm. Captain Preparedness over here is here to tell you that it doesn't matter. Always prepare for the worst and expect the best. 131060, false alarms. I said a story just before about a man, a cardboard cutout of a man holding a pillow. Unfortunately, the police had to attend to that because a worried neighbour thought that it was indeed a man outside holding a pillow. In a blizzard, mind you. A blizzard. Keyword blizzard. Penny, in Illawong?
Yes.
Yeah, in a blizzard, I tells ya. When was the false alarm?
The false alarm was not...
You in a blizzard?
Penny?
You in a blizzard over there?
Oh. Sorry?
Yeah, there she is. No, you went through a tunnel.
And a bad reception.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Don't be silly, Lulu. Not through a tunnel. Come on.
Sorry. Carry on, Penny.
There's not enough bars. No, I don't think so. Not after. Not if she's going to speak to my Lulu like that. Jasmine.
The sass from Penny.
Springwood. Hello.
Hello.
A blizzard, I tells ya. What happened to you?
I thought I was being pulled over for speeding, but it turned out to be a random breath test.
Oh, that's good. So
how can they legally do that?
Well, breath test ya?
Yeah.
Well, pull you over and breath test ya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a thing here?
Oh, yeah. You can't do that in NZ?
I think you just have stops that you drive through.
Nah, they can just pull you over if they want. Oh. If they've got anything.
That's scary, Jess.
How much over were you, Jasmine? As in, like, how many kilometres over were you? To suspect that you may have been done for speeding.
15.
Oh, wow.
You should have been pulled over for speeding.
I reckon it was a cop that couldn't multitask. He was too busy using all his brain cells on the breath tester thing. He's like, oh, what's the speed limit here? No. It's good. Sometimes when the cop sirens go, I think, oh, shit. And Dead Set the other day, I pulled over. I was like, what have they got me for here? Bloody expired rego or something? They just zoomed right past me. The weight off the shoulders. It actually reminds me of a false alarm I had. Let's call it the great HIV scam of 2012. I went over to Uganda and I met this really nice Ugandan woman and we started seeing each other and I was like, well, let's both go get tested. And we went to the doctors and we got blood tests for STDs and the HIV and etc.
And well, it was like a fun hobby.
Well, you've got to do that. You've got to do that in Africa. Like, if you're going to see a chick in Africa for 3 months, you have to go to the doctor and make sure that she's clean. And so I didn't want to offend her, so I just had the test as well. I was like, oh, go, you know, we should both get tested. She got tested, all clear, nothing, right? Clean as a baby's bum. I come back, doctor looks at me and goes, ooh, come into this room, and tells me I've got the HIV, HIV. I was like, well, let's do another test. He does it again, comes back again, the HIV.
What? Isn't that, like, kill you?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, there's a certain stigma. It's okay these days. It's fine. Then the third time around, he's like, nope, definitely got it. I had to go to another doctor who said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. It's a scam. Apparently doctors scam white people into having to pay for extra tests by scaring them.
So you had three tests, so he got you.
Yeah, boy, no, false alarm, guys. False alarm, by the way. It didn't in the end. Thanks, Jasmine. Cheers. You're still there.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
Here we get one girl on and three blokes on. Power's in the lady's hands. Like on most dating apps, she can choose who she's swiping left to and who she's swiping right to tonight. Tonight's lucky lady, the Bachelorette, Steph. Hello, Steph.
Good evening.
Enchanté. How are you?
Enchanté. Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Just eating a rocket and beetroot salad with walnuts.
Sounds disgusting for a Friday night. I'm sorry.
Well,
what are you doing?
Well, I'm just trying to look on the bright side of life. You know, I am in an adult nappy at the moment, so it can't get much worse than that. It's just the little things, Steph, you know. You're almost a teacher.
Yes.
Two-thirds of the way through?
No, like at the end, like 1 month ago.
Oh, God.
Like 2 months ago, yeah.
And then the big wide world. Well, how great. That save the world vibe. Many blokes, I'm sure, will be attracted to. Yeah, you spend a lot of time travelling, most of your money, most of your spare time trying to get overseas?
All of my money. I'm pretty broke,
right.
Yeah.
No, story
but
of my
that's
life.
All right.
It's okay. It's the experience.
It's a problem, you know.
Yeah. You just broke up with an Italian guy.
I did, yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah,
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia, all right.
Papa da poopy. Mario couldn't fix your plumbing. No.
No.
But you are Italian yourself.
I am, yeah.
Okay, so you're like brunette, strong features, that kind of thing? That's what I'm imagining.
People tell me that, yep.
Okay, it says he loves... Loves a European.
I'm a bit biased.
Okay, and looking for someone fun who likes having a good time.
Yeah.
It's 2019. Are you looking for someone with an X and a Y chromosome or open to other genetic modifications?
I'm open to anyone that's a male.
Okay, all right, so the X and Y chromosome.
Yeah.
I see. You know. Okay. All right. I mean, what if someone was to call up? I mean, I like to think that the whole of the country is listening right now. In reality, there may only be four or five people. What would you do if an Australian rang up? Someone who's not European? Is that all right?
I'm totally up for that.
Okay. They would need to be secure enough in themselves to know if they walk down the street holding hands with you and a big Italian Jorge came past that your attention may wander for a brief second.
It might. I can't promise that it won't. I'm a bit like that.
Hey, we're all just Italian monkeys in shoes. I understand. 13, 10, 60. If you like the sound of Steph, who's 23, almost a teacher, travels a lot, just broke up with an Italian guy. Are you looking for a sneaky Reebs? Sneaky Reebs? No? I don't know.
Just... What does that even mean?
Sneaky rebound. Ribs.
I thought you said ribs. Yeah, no, absolutely. Whatever.
Are you looking for them to have all their ribs still? Or shall a couple of them be Marilyn Mansoned and taken out from the bottom? No, that was a primary school myth, by the way.
Look, my God.
Steph is 23. No, almost a teacher. Just broke up with an Italian guy. Looking for a sneaky ribs. Anyone with ribs or a serious relationship. A, B, or C. Loves to party. Loves a European, but will settle for an Australian any day of the week. Let's find you a man, Steph. Prepare three questions. We're going to get three blokes on the air next. Give us a call if you like the sound of Steph. Play Radio Tinder next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 13, 10, 60.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh. Yeah, baby. We met Steph just before, 23 years old, almost a teacher, just a month away until entering the workforce. Travels a lot, just broke up with an Italiano guy. Mascolando bene. He put the good things in, but unfortunately you didn't wear the relationship grin, so you had to get rid of him and you're looking for a new man tonight. I mean, you do love Italians, you love a European, you love a Greek Stavros, but you wouldn't say no to an Australian Craig, would you?
Nah, Craig's a great, great guy.
All right. I mean, Craig is the name of man number three tonight, so you will be meeting him very shortly. You've prepared three questions, so let's get into it. Let's meet man number one. He's Blake. He's 20 years old. He's just moved here. He's a landscaper, 5'11", toned, muscular, loves watching footy, drinking beers, travelling. Oh, that'll be good. You guys can travel together. He's 20 years old. So, hello,
amazing.
Blake. Hey, Blake.
How's it going, Steve? How's it going?
Yeah, he's addressing you, Steph. Talk to the boy.
Sorry. Hello, Blake. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Where have you moved from, Blake?
I was born in Australia and I'd moved to New Zealand when I was two, so it's been a 17-year absence.
Oh, I love the accent.
Yeah, I'm an Aussie, but I'm a full-heart Kiwi as well. Yeah.
You sound a bit Kiwi, so you like travelling as well. Very. What's your question, Steph, to Blake?
All right. I want to know, Blake, can you deal with a loud, crazy Italian family? Like, I'm talking crazy.
Yeah, you're going to meet my family. They are the craziest family you've ever met. I love laughter and craziness. It just brings everything together.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's an amazing answer. Wow, Blake.
God, imagine. It'd be like the Hadron Collider. Your family's meeting together. Pandemonium all over the place. Yeah. No, he loves a bit of fun, loves a bit of family fireworks. Okay. I mean, I know how fiery the Italians get as well. All right, let's meet man number two. This is Damien from Coffs Harbour. He's 23 years old. Ooh, hashtag same age, hashtag maybe soulmates. Delivery driver, young, fit, blonde, blue eyes. Loves travelling as well. It's amazing how many travellers came out of the midst. The second a girl lets us all know they love travelling. Hello, Damien.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Damien.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Insatiable chemistry. What's the question?
Blake.
No.
What Damien, are you passionate
Damien,
about?
Damien.
Tell me.
It's Damien now. This is man number two.
Sorry, there's too many. This is too confusing. Yep. Damien, what are you passionate about?
I'm passionate about travelling and driving.
Driving? Okay, awesome. Where have you been? Tell me.
I've been all over Australia, New South Wales, Queensland.
Passionate. But I've never been to New South Wales, so you've got one on me.
Yep. I think he likes driving cars and not driving conversation. Let's meet man number three. This is Craig in Bendigo, plumber, gas fitter, very tanned, loves camping, has his own bus, loves to drink beer and smoke. At least he's honest. Are you a smoker, Steph?
No, only like if I'm very, very, very drunk. I do not like smoking, okay. But I don't care if another guy smokes.
All right, let's meet Craig. He's got a mouth like an ashtray and he's 54 years old. Hello, Craig.
How you going? Good.
Oh, you don't sound 54, Craig.
No, that's all right. No. I sound pretty young, yep.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah. How are you, Craig? You want to talk about?
This throwing me. Okay, Craig, do you like pineapple on pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's great.
This sounds like a phone sex line, for goodness sake. Thanks, Craig. You only get 15 seconds to sell yourself.
You didn't tell me that.
Not you. I'm talking to Craig.
Oh, Craig. Oh, yeah, they're a bit unprepared, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the thing. You just got to leave it all out there. I mean, I don't want to make any decisions for you, but you do need to cut one guy right now. We had Blake just moved to Australia from New Zealand. He was born here, though. Then we had man number two, Damien, well-travelled, New Zealand and Queensland. And Craig from Bendigo, 54 years old, very tanned skin. I mean, he's had 54 years in the sun. You'd hope it would be.
Well, seeing as the highest I will go is 30, otherwise my mother will kill me, I will have to cut out our poor Craig.
Oh, no. Craigie, your age has got ya.
Yeah,
sorry, Craig.
Sorry, Craig.
No, it's all right. Yeah, no
thank
problem.
You for trying.
Yep. Nah, you're right. Yep. Nah, no worries, mate. No
is
worries.
My heart too broken?
All right. Next
step. Yeah, next one. We've got Blake, man number one, and man number two, Damien from Coffs Harbour. I'll remind you again, Blake just came from New Zealand. He was born in Australia. And Damien, very well travelled. He's been in New Zealand and Queensland. New South Wales and Queensland.
All right. Now my next answer only goes by the fact that I like someone who can talk and like keep a conversation. And our poor sweet Blake didn't say much. No, not Blake,
oh,
Damien.
God.
Oh my God.
Show a little bit of respect for the boys, please.
I'm so sorry.
Damien.
Number one guy was great. So number two, Damien.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to cut you out because I didn't get much from you. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, Damien.
No,
no worries.
Yeah.
Thank you though. I appreciate you calling.
I mean, what? Are some people just mute? Do some people not believe in just a goodbye? Or say, have some people not been trained with all the
Apparently
words?
Apparently not, you know.
People not grow up with a dictionary? What's going on? I don't understand it. This every week, this thing bloody surprises me. Blake, I mean, you're not 54 and you could pull three words together in quick succession. Do you take Steph to be your lawfully wedded girlfriend?
Certainly.
Good. I've never seen anything like it before.
Start of something special, I can just
Blake,
tell.
And little Steph. Congratulations, you guys. You guys can exchange social media details and talk a little bit more on there. Well done, you guys. I wish you all
Thank
the best.
Thank you, Danny Lakey. You love making a scene.
Invite me to the wedding.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Enlightened being
or toxic male.
Now, hear me out here.
I'm nervous.
No. Breastfeeding. Breastfeeders. Mm-hmm. The act of the feeding of the breast. It's something that is viewed by 95% of society, at least, to be a perfectly fine thing these days. You know, you rewind back 30 years, you shouldn't be getting your breasts down in public, lady. You know, mm-hmm. We've come a long way. And the right way, may I say, as well. There are some people still that don't agree with it, and occasionally you see in the media, you know, woman shamed for breastfeeding in restaurant, woman kicked off aeroplane for breastfeeding her baby, blah, blah, blah. All ridiculous stuff, right? I saw a breastfeeding lady the other day in the cafe, and, you know, I didn't do much. I must admit, guys feel slightly awkward.
Look,
when you accidentally spy a woman breastfeeding, you're like, oh, yeah. Shit, I don't want to be viewed as that pervert. I better look away again. I better just pretend. Like, and then you try and overcompensate. Like, this is perfectly normal.
But they're doing in public, so they know that it's like an open place, you know? You don't need to feel ashamed browsing. Well, not browsing.
No, but seeing. Just seeing a glance in your passing view, and then you get back to whatever you're doing, right? And I saw this happening the other day. 6-month-old little boy, and he was having a feed, and he was going hammer and tongs at the thing. He was a very thirsty boy, and the mother was delivering, and the boy was lapping it up. And what I thought I was going to do, and I thought, you know what? Hold fire, big dog. Hold fire. The world isn't ready for you just yet. Before I do this, I'm going to just double check with the listeners out there that this is okay. And men, women, breastfeeders, whoever, please weigh in. What I was going to do, and what I'm pretty sure I want to do next time I see a breastfeeding woman, is just stand up and yell, skull, 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 skull. Dead set.
Denny, imagine that at a cafe and you're standing up in front of everyone yelling skull at a 6-month-old baby.
It's destigmatizing it. It's going to lighten the mood. It's going to take the tension out of the air.
It sounds like it's a party in your garage with 16-year-olds.
That's exactly what I'm saying. A skull, skull, skull at the 16-year-old party. It's so... we've skulled out.
Solution.
We've skulled out. You see a skull at a party these days, someone doing a beer bong, no one even looks anymore because it's so normalized. The skull, skull, skull. This is the kind of step in the right direction we need.
Would love to see this happen and be a fly on the wall.
Look, I don't want to make women feel uncomfortable. That's the last thing I want to do. As a woman, would you hear that and laugh? It would be like, he is so not threatened by my breastfeeding anymore that this is what society's come to. And then slowly after time, people all rally. You won't be able to breastfeed a baby anymore. There, people go, skull, 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 skull.
You're outrageous.
Genius. Enlightened being, I'd say.
I'm gonna go toxic male.
No, I'm not toxic male. Not toxic male. I want to know from people on 131060 whether it's the genius idea. Producer Jack, where do you stand on this one?
I feel like you are enlightened being, but immediately you're seen as toxic male.
Nah.
And once they let it sink in for like a couple of hours, then they might be like enlightened male, but nah.
131060. Should we start the skull, skull, skull movement on 131060? Or is it too toxic? Is the world not ready for this outlandish idea? It's honestly, it's not as severe as it sounds. Think about it. Give us a call.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Enlightened being.
Or toxic male.
No toxicity about this, guys. An absolute brainwave I had the other day when I saw a lady breastfeeding her child, 6 months old, at the Gloria Jeans Cafe. Nothing wrong with it. Of course, I'm part of the 95% that does not care. Of course, get your breasts out in public. Natural thing. But that you can't deny there are people out there that still put up their nose. Oh, what's this?
Which is so silly.
Ridiculous.
It's natural, you know?
Ridiculous behaviour. You know what you got to do? You got to nip this sort of stuff in the bud. You got to shine a magnifying glass on this issue. And I was so close. And I just thought, no. Hold fire. I'll just get the word of the listeners first. Next time, I'm pretty sure when I see a breastfeeding lady, I'm just going to stand up and go, skull, 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 skull. Can you imagine? Once this tipping point goes a couple of years in, the whole cafe will be yelling skull anytime a breastfeeding mother.
I think there'd be a few people probably opposed to yelling skull, Denny.
No! It comes from a great place. How would the mothers feel? Romus. Romus. Romas. Romus. Romas. Aroma?
Correct, buddy. Correct.
I was expecting a woman!
Oh, wow, that's all right.
No, not because of your name, just because of the debate that's going on.
Oh, anyway. No, mate. Wait, honestly, how are you, brother, first of all?
God, good. You good, thank you. What do you think, Romus? Enlightened being or toxic mind?
Oh, I'm enlightened, buddy. Don't worry. I've never been more enlightened in my life.
Oh, God.
He loves it.
Look, I hope it's a sign of things to come, Romus, because...
It is. Listen, I think me and you, we can take this to the next level. Friday night, we're going on a pub crawl. And whenever we find a breastfeeding woman, We're doing it.
Well, in a pub on Friday night.
Oh, God.
It'll happen. I
hope this is a sign of things to come. I hope the ladies on the line that are waiting in the midst have the same passion and enthusiasm as Romus and I, because, look, if it's just Romus and I doing it, it stinks a little bit of toxic masculinity.
I think that yells toxic male.
Jess in Geelong, enlightened being a toxic male.
Definitely a toxic male.
No.
Thank
you, Jess.
Doesn't suit breastfeeding, does it?
That laughter doesn't know what breastfeeding is.
Have you breastfed? Have you breastfed?
Yes. And if someone did that to me, I would feel very, very uncomfortable.
Really?
Maybe if you stood up and did a slow clap, that might be a bit more acceptable.
Right.
Yeah. And then the whole place would start clapping.
Okay. I mean, I don't understand why a slow clap is acceptable, but we can't be saying skull, skull, chug.
A 6-month-old baby getting breastfed to skull the milk.
It's genius. We're addressing the infant rather than the mother.
It's outrageous.
No. Oh, all right.
Your brain is bizarre.
Marie in Port Macquarie, enlightened being or toxic male?
Oh, enlightened. Is she going to be kidding me?
I couldn't imagine
anything funnier and more natural than me, as a grandmother, sitting with my daughter and having her feed her grandchild and someone walk up and go, skull, 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 skull. Yeah. I think that is the funniest, naturalest thing, and it wouldn't matter if it was Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night or Monday night.
Okay, or Thursday morning, guys. Let's not get it mixed up with sculling the beer. This is breastfeeding mums. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know where they're coming from when saying clap. What's clapping?
But it draws more attention to this, you know, this natural kind of thing.
Yeah.
Correct.
But sculling, it's like drawing the attention of like drinking, you know? It just doesn't feel right.
Ah, that baby needs to lap it up. The mother's milk, the natural milk.
I'm sorry, I'm not with you two.
Oh, God.
Me and Jess sticking together.
I think we've stumbled across a Steve Jobs Apple iPhone light bulb moment, and we're just going to let it sail right by.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Very interesting circumstances here because Judge Jack is live in studio. All rise. Welcome, Your Honour.
Thank you.
And this is where producer Jack attends into his alter ego, Judge Jack, taking on miscellaneous crimes in a certain field. Now, this week, I think he's looking on zeroing in and cracking down on public urination. So if you've got any public peeing stories on 131060, we'd like to figure out if it was well within your rights to publicly piss, or maybe, unfortunately, it wasn't and you're on the wrong side of the law, give us a call and Judge Jack can hopefully sort it out. Now, it comes off the back of a man who installed CCTV to try and capture a couple of bin men answering a call of nature on his recycling bin. Have a listen to this man in England.
I've had council workers twice in a month peeing upside of my house and my bins. The first occasion, he had all intentions of urinating because as he was walking up, he took his gloves off and started unzipping himself, which is clearly visible on CCTV. The second one, he walked up, stopped, walked back at property, came back and then peed at the back of bins. But I just find it disgusting. You know, there's no need for it.
Now, this last statement gets my goat a little, Your Honour. There's no need for it. I think we all understand that from time to time, there is a little need for a public urination. No one sets out to publicly urinate. You got to think of these poor binmen, by the way, producer Jack. These binmen around on 6-hour shifts. There's no potty in the truck.
I always have to pee in public on car road trips.
Do you? Yeah.
I've got the weakest bladder.
Yeah. And you pull over on the side of the road?
Yep. Happily do it. Yeah. On a night out. Pop a squat.
I mean, you cannot deny there are grey areas. You know, peeing whilst you're sober versus peeing in public whilst you're drunk. Completely different kettle of fish. Peeing on the side of a regional highway compared to peeing in a neighbourhood suburbia. Completely different as well. And that's what Judge Jack is here for.
You are about to enter the courtroom of
Judge Jack.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
Judge Jack.
And
So we've heard case number one, Judge Jack, in 131060. If you'd like to know what side of the law you were on, you can recount your public peeing stories and Judge Jack will deliver his verdicts.
Yep.
Shuey Louie waiting to take the calls. You've heard this man. He's very upset in England about the binman pissing yes. on his bins. What are you standing on here, Judge?
Look, I can understand, the need to urinate sometimes. And it can come on strong and hard and it just has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I can't see any effort on the perpetrator's behalf that he's tried to not pee there. Like, he hasn't knocked on the door to ask if he can use their bathroom.
Mm.
He's just gone in the same place twice. Not just once, twice.
Yeah, this is on two separate occasions.
Yeah.
I can understand this. I mean, he's in council uniform. He's doing a job. A very dangerous and risky move whilst on shift to knock on some random person's door and ask to use the toilet.
I mean, I'm not sure if it is so random. I feel like he's targeting that guy, and by the sounds of his voice, I can understand why. But it doesn't excuse that.
When you review the CCTV footage, Your Honour, which I understand you can't because it's radio, but take my word for it, this is a small back alley. He hasn't chosen a cul-de-sac. The council worker hasn't chosen a busy road, a busy street. No children were present. I ask you to bear leniency due to the back road circumstances.
He's clearly trying to be considerate by using the back.
This is what I think. And that's what I'd like you to consider in your ruling, Judge Jack. I know you come down pretty hard on public peeing offenders.
I do. I just think it's disgusting. I'm the same as the house owner there. Mm. So I have to rule that he is guilty.
Not good. Not good.
Sorry, but you can't just pee on people's bins, especially twice. It's not happening.
131060, if you've got a public peeing story, let us know. Producer Jack will let you know what side of the law you are on. Many different factors, a very slippery slope in the legal system. We'll get the calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You are about to enter the courtroom of
Judge Jack.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
Judge Jack.
All rise, please. Judge Jack and the court is in session. Now, Judge Jack has a particularly heavy penchant for public urination. We heard him come down very hard before on a bin man who was busted on CCTV urinating on someone in the neighbourhood's bin twice.
I think it is just disgusting, you know. We see it a lot on young people's Snapchats these days as well. Girls urinating on the street after a big night. It's just disgusting.
Producer Jack, I dare say, has had some wet trauma in the past. Look, it's perfectly fine. Certain judges come down with particularly harsh penalties on different categories.
I'm still fair. I'm willing to hear the reason why.
Sure. Jess in Pakenham, you got done public urination before. Tell us the story. Judge Jack will take in all the facts, and I am here to represent you if need be. So let us have it.
Okay, so I've been out and I've had way too much to drink, and when I finally made it home, I couldn't find my keys because I didn't leave the front light on and was absolutely busting, and then just had to pee right near the front pot plant where my actual spare key was as well. So.
Okay. I mean, it's silly behaviour, no doubt about it. Slightly stupid behaviour, peeing on the exact place where the replacement key is. However, may I speak on behalf of my client, Judge Jack? This was on her own property, in the sight of the public, mind you, but still on her own property. And she did it in a pot plant, which means that she was environment savvy. We know producer Jack, Judge Jack, has a soft spot for plant-based urinations.
What really annoys... Unfortunately, it wasn't a lemon tree, though.
Oh, guys, please, Jess, may I encourage you to remain silent during Judge Jack's rulings, because he gets particularly annoyed when people wee on ceramics and driveways and bricks. We may be home and hose with the plant, though. I'm not sure. I'm not a judge.
Okay.
Look, in this situation, as you were in view on the street, like, of passerbys...
Oh, Your Honour, no. No.
I feel like it's still not acceptable. I'm sorry, but you are guilty of public urination in this ruling.
No! God!
Oh, damn.
Bloody
it's
sour
still
lemon.
Disgusting. Surely you could have gone in behind a bush or, like, even why would you do it on your own pop band? Go to your neighbours.
The owners.
Well, it was the closest thing I could find, and I've had two children, so my blood is not as strong as it used to be.
It just comes out. Like, you know when a goon sack splits open, producer Jack, if you drop it from a height? That was just...
Sorry, Jess.
This is typical. She's panicking now. She's reality has set in. She understands the judicial system has come down very hard.
Think of the stain on the pavement as well, on the pot plant.
Unfortunately, Bruce from Bendigo, it doesn't look good. We've heard two people already in the slammer tonight from their urination stories. What happened from what happened to you?
There you go. Yeah.
Yep.
I went to a pub. It was only 5 minutes from home, but I couldn't make it, so I had to bloody pee in the neighbour's front garden. Yeah, I couldn't make it at all.
You couldn't
even 5 minutes.
I couldn't make it home. Sorry.
Spare-lenience, Your Honour. The trip between the pub and home can be a very long 5 minutes.
Were you walking, Bruce?
I was walking. I couldn't make it. It got cold. I just couldn't make it home. Sorry.
Look, I do feel for him because I have been in that situation from point A to point B where I have needed to go. But
that's right.
But usually from point A to point B is not only 5 minutes. I feel like 5 minutes you should be able to last.
Your Honour, you can hear my client. He is deeply remorseful.
I probably had 10 pots.
Bruce, you can hear my client is deeply, deeply remorseful. Ask you, Producer Jack, to spare leniency on Bruce from Bendigo and the 5 minute trip between the pub and his house and 2.5 minutes in pissing all over his neighbour's front lawn.
Unfortunately, I don't hear the remorse. So I'm going to have to. It's guilty. He's guilty of public urination.
No!
Sorry, Bruce.
Rosie!
Disgusting.
Rosie!
You animal.
Rosie!
Oh no, ultimate disrespect to the courtroom. Laughing all the way to prison.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
The world's hardest wood quiz on 13 10 60. Every single answer has the word or sound wood in there somewhere. After a man from the town of Woodenbong who wants to make a giant bong made out of wood. He's a bong connoisseur, that's for sure.
Unsure what type of timber, but it's a ladies bong for ladies.
It's a ladies bong for the ladies.
Heaven forbid if a male got on that ladies bong, he'd be laughed down of town. 13 10 60, question number one. The lush forest where Winnie the Pooh and all his friends live. I was surprised how quick the phones flooded tonight with that question. I thought it was quite tricky. Julian Hobart, a very good effort to be first fingers through on a very hot phone lines tonight. Sweet. Do you know the answer to question number one, Julie?
Yeah, the 100-acre
wood. Oh, yes, it's the 100-acre wood. That's correct. Yeah, well done. Now we're off to the races. Question number two. Said and done in order to prevent a statement from bringing bad luck. Any ideas there?
Knock on wood.
No. Well, is knock on wood?
Touch wood?
Touch wood is correct. Yeah, that's knock on wood, touch wood. Oh, touch wood. God, we spoke about that a few nights ago. Bloody ridiculous. The act of a madman. To think that there's some cosmic universe working against you just simply because you haven't touched timber in the last couple of seconds. Redonkulous. Nothing worse than someone who thinks they can add a joke onto it as well and touch their head. Like their skull's made of wood. And to be honest, if they've done that, they're probably not half wrong. Next question. A classic snack available at a lot of servos and all royal shows and country fairs.
Oh, fuck, I'm not Australian. This is
going to
happen.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I mean, that's all right. You've never been to a royal show. Treat yourself next time. Rachel in Geelong from 131060. Do you know the answer?
No.
Well, you had the whole country on tenterhooks. We were all waiting for you to burst out the answer, but unfortunately I'll have to bid you adieu. I just wish you a great weekend. It's all I can do at this stage.
Thank you. Sorry.
There's no need to apologise. I literally have no investment in who wins this quiz. Don't bother me. Georgia in the Central Coast. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know the answer? A classic snack available with a lot of servos and all royal shows and country fairs featuring the word or sound wood in there somewhere.
A dagwood dog?
Oh, yeah. Dagwood dog is correct. Ooh, give me a dagwood. It ain't a royal show without a dagwood dog. You can see Shuey Louie's looking puzzled. I think a corn dog, a Pluto pup, maybe. Depends where you are. It's a corn dog, a sausage with the batter on it.
Isn't that just called a hot dog?
No, it's not a hot dog, for goodness sake. Learn your different sausage variations is all I can say. So we move on to the next question. Giorgio. A hilarious social game you can play that produces embarrassing conversation starters.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, really? I mean, it sounded like you had half a clue for a second there with that deep inhale. You had me fooled. We go to Paul in Melbourne. Hey, Paul.
How are you going?
Good, thank you. A hilarious social game you can play that produces embarrassing conversation starters.
I don't have anything.
You had me fooled. That sly made me think that it was on the tip of your tongue. Bree in Canberra.
Is it Would You Rather?
It is.
Would You Rather.
Yeah. Would you rather a watermelon up your rectum or a pineapple?
Oh, pineapple? Smaller.
Yeah, but you got to think when that's coming on the way out against the grain.
Yeah. Don't know.
It's not too late to change to a watermelon. I know it's heavy and severe and there's no build up and lead into it. But
maybe
I reckon
a small watermelon. You can get small watermelon.
Yeah. Well, Producer Jack would go down the shop and find the biggest one at the farmer's market. I can guarantee you that. Next question. A tongue twister regarding a small animal with big teeth.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I have never seen anything like it. Indeed, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Well done, EFM Wireless Charger is all yours. Get faster, more efficient charging with EFM Wireless Charge Pads. It's a no-brainer. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your new toy.
This song is dedicated to all the lovely woodchucks out there. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Well, the amount of wood that woodchucks would chuck on a given day varies greatly with the individual woodchuck.
If a woodchuck could chuck wood, yeah.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 131060. End of the show for another week. Before we go, of course, a final thought by myself, Producer Jack, and scouring the internet for the funniest comments on Facebook, and Shuey Louie figuring out the moment of the show. Well, kids used to hate getting vaccinated. Final thought, guys. Kids used to hate getting vaccinated. Now they're fighting to get them. Hammer and tongs, tooth and nail. You seen that? Teenagers just going against their parents' orders, taking them to court to get vaccinated. Heavy vax.
It is true. Well,
thanks, guys.
You're quite into cheers. The old vex.
Cheers, guys. I understand it's 10:55 on a Friday. It is true what you
Well, say. No, but I'm sure there's still a lot of kids who are fighting their vax. Like, they don't want needles.
This is true.
I hate needles, but I know that I've got to get them.
Yeah, but when you're five, you don't know that you need them. You're like, just why is someone sticking a needle in my arm? I don't want this.
It takes a very mature five-year-old to have the foresight that mummy knows best.
Yeah.
My brother passes out every time he gets an... He got a day off school every time it was needle day. He'd go to the doctor in the morning, get one, and he'd stay home for the rest of the day because he passes out. I don't know, he doesn't have enough blood in him or something.
Oh.
Once they... I don't know. Something's gone wrong. Like, too much vaccine for a small boy with weak blood like that. Yeah. Apart from that, he's fine. But, oh, he's got a little jealous. Anyway, that's the final thought for me.
Good one.
Producer Jack scaring the internet.
A group of Sydney girls have come out and say that they're being discriminated against after their local mall banned them from hanging out in groups of three or more. So obviously they'd be hanging out there in groups of girls at the shopping mall and they've been banned and they're mad about it. Like, why did we get banned?
Well, but, are they banned or they can only hang out in groups of three? Groups, if they're in a foursome, they get kicked out, right?
Yeah, groups. Yeah, so they can hang out by themselves or with their friend or with, like, a third friend, but just no more than three.
Oh, God.
It's like Mean Girls when they wander down the hallway and everyone moves out of the way.
I think it's kind of fair, though, because I remember going to the shopping mall, like, when I was a kid, and the groups just... One of my friends had a party at the shopping mall. invited. Hey, we're going to the Galleria this weekend. I was like, that's not a party. No. But anyway, they were Instagram and Facebook were quite mad about it. A guy named Jake, well, he was mad about a different thing. He says, it's a shopping centre, not a mall. Are we American now?
Oh, Jake. Bag on point.
So he was mad about that.
Oh.
A lady named Mary said, these girls need to play somewhere else or get a job. Just do something constructive with their lives.
Mary, of course, not wasting a second on the internet. Do as Mary says, not as Mary does. Chewy Louie, moment of the night.
It's got to be old mate from Wooden Bong.
Paul Pearson, the bong connoisseur. Yes, he knew all about certain types of bongs, even different bongs meant for males and females.
Unsure what type of timber, but it's a ladies' bong for ladies.
Oh, it's quite like a ladies' bong.
It's a ladies' bong. Yes, well done. Hey, good week. We'll be back Monday. Constantino is on the show, so that'd be good. He's not.
No.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.